future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Let's jump into today's show. And I think the best way to do that is to address the market cap. That's been our focus for the last couple of days. The market cap for the cryptocurrency space is currently $176 billion. This has pulled back around $6 billion from yesterday's high. However, what we have seen is a lot of positive news out in the market today, which we'll get to in a second. So Bitcoin's currently trading at $5,455, down 2.5%. Ethereum currently trading at $164, down 5%. Ripple currently trading at 30 cents, that's down 6.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $274, that's down 7%. And EOS, $476, that's down 9% in the last 24 hours. I'll tell you what, that 476 level is interesting. I think EOS, anywhere sub 450, is really interesting, especially with all the news coming out. We've got B1, Block One's event coming up on June 1st. There's going to be some big announcements going on there. So I think that there's going to be a big rally, you know, coming up to that. A lot of excitement, a lot of news coming out. So I think with the EOS community, which has grown massively, like the EOS community is probably one of the most active communities that I see out there. I know that they're going to be making a lot of content internally and promoting that to the rest of the crypto space. So that's going to be really exciting and potentially a catalyst for a price increase there. But remember, this is not financial trading advice, just our in-house view here at SVK Crypto. So listen, let's get down to business and let's jump into today's show. So we're going to be speaking about three different things today. Number one, Samsung developing Ethereum-based blockchain may issue its own token as well. So we're going to be covering that story. The second thing we're talking about is ViewAds, Git, BAT, BAT. Brave delivers on ICO promise of paid web browsing. Exciting stuff from the team there. And number three, the Ethereum name service is turning nearly 300,000 ETH.ETH domains into NFTs. That's exciting. We'll be finding out more. So listen, let's jump into the show and let's get down to business. So in true SVK crypto fashion, let's kick things off. South Korean electronics giant Samsung is developing its own blockchain network and eyeing the issuance of its own token further down the road. An exclusive report to media sources on Tuesday, citing a person familiar with Samsung's internal situation, said the company's blockchain task force, part of its wireless division, is building a blockchain mainnet based on Ethereum. The work, however, is still internal experiment stage. The source said, currently, we're thinking of private blockchain, though it's not yet confirmed. It will also be public blockchain in the future, but I think it will be a hybrid. That is a combination of public and private blockchains. So when the development of the blockchain is completed, Samsung may also move to launch a Samsung coin token, according to the report. The person said, the market expects Samsung to come out with the Samsung coin, but the direction has not yet been decided. So if the company develops a blockchain or a public blockchain in the future, then Samsung coin would be publicly traded on cryptocurrency exchanges, just like Bitcoin and Ether. Samsung could also bring blockchain technology to its payment app, Samsung Pay, but the move is not yet decided, according to the source. Samsung's blockchain task force has been in active development for the last year and is working on a number of projects, according to the report. 2 months ago, the company made a leap into the blockchain arena with the unveiling of its flagship cell phone, the Galaxy S10, which has the ability to store cryptocurrency private keys and other features such as support blockchain-based digital signatures. In March, Samsung officially revealed the cryptocurrency wallet, which is compatible with Ether, ETH, and Ethereum-based ERC-20 tokens, although notably not Bitcoin in early glimpses. According to some reports, the wallet is not yet available in some jurisdictions. The S10 also supports decentralized apps, dApps, such as crypto gaming platform Engine, Beauty Community Cosmoon, crypto collectibles platform CryptoKitties, and merchant payment service via CoinDuck. So this is really interesting. Samsung, big technology giant, has a lot of users out there, really pioneering on the Android space, along with Google. Really pushing forward of blockchain. I mean, if they do make this happen, right, and if they do pull this off and are able to develop blockchain and to really innovate with blockchain itself for traceability, for security, for maybe a supply chain instance with what they do, for creating dApps on the Samsung app itself. I mean, remember, when you look at an iPhone, the real value is in the apps as well, right? Like, no one saw that when the iPhone was first created. It was like, oh, wow, this is a really cool piece of technology. But, you know, over time, the real value of the iPhone has been access to apps. And the same with Samsung. They have, because of Android, a different operating system altogether. And it's a little bit easier to create apps within their Android Play Store. But I think that's all going to change now. And Samsung has really pushed the button out here, pushed the mark out. We've given the ability for dApps to be usable on their phones. It'd be interesting what iPhone is currently doing. If they have a division set up, I haven't heard anything yet. I'm sure they do. So we'll keep you posted on the story, but it's big, big news. So let's talk about BAT, Basic Attention Token, which is the token on the Brave browser, a decentralized browser. And actually the chief science officer, a gentleman by the name of Ben Lifshitz, is a very close friend of us here at SVK Crypto and is a lecturer at Imperial College here in London and has spoke at some of our monthly meetups. So let's jump into the story. Brave's promise to compensate you for viewing online ads is finally coming to fruition. In a departure from typical display ads embedded on websites, the privacy-minded web browser is debuting small notifications that weren't wedded to particular sites. The notifications visually akin to those of the Slack desktop app. So feature promotional offices in different brands. For users, it's important to note the Brave Rewards product is opt-in. This is what we're excited about because it doesn't require publisher opt-in. Brave CEO Brendan Eich told media sources today in an interview, the main model for us is advertiser to user. Describing the notifications as top of the funnel, Eich explains that if the user clicks on one, they will be taken to a site with more information about the given offer. Users can still keep using Brave without any kind of ad intervention, but they do have an incentive to join. Brave promises that 70% of the money companies spend on these ads will go to the users. The rest is kept by Brave. The funds will be paid out to the users' wallets via Brave's basic attention token, BAT. Now, Brave's ads go live today of a number of ad inventory suppliers, including Vice, Home Chef, Consensus, Ternio Black Card, My Crypto, eToro, Buy Sell Ads, Tap Network, The Giving Block, AirSwap, Fluidity, who else have we got, and Uphold. Brave is changing the paradigm of digital advertising where consumers are fairly rewarded for their attention, Lin Dao, CEO of Tap Network, said in a statement. Tap brings in over 250,000 partner merchants and brands to the new platform, according to Brave. That's a lot. You know, it'd be interesting to see what that figure actually boils down to. So traditional online advertising works by monitoring web users' behavior, reporting that to the cloud, and picking ads to serve them based on that data. We turn tracking on its head, Eich said. A catalog of potential ads is served to the browser as a very light file, and the profile of the browser locally follows user behavior and picks ads to show based on that. Crucially, the Brave browser never reports out data on user behavior. It is a private ad system that doesn't involve tracking on the front side, Eich said. It can pick ads that are specific to you and based on your browser data. So advertisers will be getting the targeted they want, and they'll have to rely on machine learning built into the Brave browser itself, rather than user activity stored in the cloud and compiled over time. So getting paid. To start earning BAT, basic attention tokens, for letting those notifications pop up, users need to make sure they are using the latest version of Brave. Brave's BAT offering was the original sold out in seconds initial coin offering back in 2017, selling $35 million in BAT tokens in less than a minute. Like most ICOs of that era, there was a gap between distributions and the real world usefulness of tokens. But Brave's first gave users a way to use BAT by letting them donate funds to a website based on how often they visited them. The program actually began with Bitcoin. In November 2017, the merchant functionality was even extended to the level of specific YouTube personalities. The new ads feature is actually an extension of the existing donation product. Currently, Brave rewards users either add funds themselves or accepts grants from Brave, or the BAT in their wallet is redistributed to the websites they visit when Brave ads kick in. it was defaults to accumulating BAT for redistribution to publishers in the same fashion, unless the user changes the defaults. So a decentralized internet, man, that's really exciting. A lot of people have been trying to do this. It's a big topic. Brave has had, I think it's over 10 million users so far, right? So they're doing an amazing job at pushing this and growing this. I'd love to see what the new user count is now, but they've done an amazing job. So big shout out to Ben Lipschitz, who I know is listening to the podcast today. So let's talk about Ethereum. The Ethereum name service is turning nearly 300,000.eth domains into NFTs. What does this all mean? An effort to build a domain name system on top of the Ethereum blockchain network is gearing up for a major upgrade earlier next month. The project developers are urging stakeholders to prepare. At the heart of the upgrade is a replacement of the Ethereum name service register, with the goal of vastly speeding up the process of registering .eth and .xyz and .lux domain names. What's more, names registered on the ENS will be treated as non-fungible tokens, NFTs, allowing them to be bought and exchanged like similar kinds of tokens on the Ethereum network. During an April 16th blog post, Ethereum Name Service ENS lead developer said this: "The reason we have an auction process is because we thought that the most fair way to have an initial distribution of domains. We're now moving to instant registration because we're assuming that if there was a valuable domain, it's already being contested through auction. Once registered, domain names will be treated as non-fungible tokens, NFTs, just like any other unique asset on the Ethereum blockchain, can be easily collected and transferred between users. ENS names were always non-fungible, but they'll have the same properties as other NFTs, right? So they will plug into other NFT systems as well," Meligan explained. So this is really interesting because the new ENS system will eventually be opening up a three-step allocation process, similar in part to the blind auction process for domain names shorter than 7 characters. Finally, for all domain names longer than 7 characters, users will have to pay an annual fee of $5. Well, $5, oof, in order to guarantee ownership of the name itself. So let me know your thoughts on that one, because Ethereum, another big community out there, domain names, Do we think this is going to push the market innovation, or do we think this is a tactic for them to kind of bring a bit of hype back into what they're already doing? Interesting. I don't think it's going to push the needle, to be honest with you. But it'd be interesting to see the level of adoption, right? Because sometimes you have small initiatives like this that bring everyone together, that create back interest. Everyone starts working together. Everyone gets excited about this. So will this be one of those initiatives that brings everyone together and excites everyone? Let's see and let's find out. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Follow us on, or join our Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that into your Telegram, you will find us. You'll find myself and the rest of the SVK Crypto team on there. Feel free to email myself as well. Cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y @SVKcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.